Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I don't know any other way to put it. You know, if you get informed, you can easily be part of the solution. If you refuse to get informed, well, obviously you can't be. Really, that's simple. You know, I left it with Sonya Schmidt. We were going to talk about Fannie Willis. And when you listen to some of the conversations they had, and how, you know, Wade and Willis claimed that there wasn't that many interactions between them. You know, when you looked at what was going on, life has changed, especially for detectives, how much, I'll say, easier it is for them to get information and track you. I want you to think about this. The investigator, Charles Mittelstadt, he claimed that he analyzed all the interactions between Wade and Willis. Right? He looked at the phone during the time they were, quote-unquote, dating. He said it revealed over 2,000 calls and nearly 12,000 text messages during an 11-month period. That's over 1,000 texts a month. Let that sink in. Right, 250, 300 a week. Now, most of those texts and those phone calls were actually done before he became, before he was hired. Can you paint the picture? I mean, they did it with Trump, so we should be able to do it here. Right? 2,000 calls. So they were talking to each other quite a bit over that 11-month period. Right? Over 100 calls a month? I'm sorry. 170 calls a month or something like that? Most of which would likely have been before Wade was hired in an updated affidavit submitted to the court. By the Trump team, the language was changed to say that the analysis revealed just under 12,000 interactions. Right? They didn't break it down. Millstadt said that he looked at the geolocation activity of Wade's phone, which he said revealed a minimum of 35 instances in which Wade's phone connected for an extended period to the towers near a home in Hatfield, Georgia, where Willis was living at the time. Right? The data reveals that it's stationary, not transit. Look, forget where you stand on this. I want you to think about something. I keep telling you guys, they know where you are all the time. They can track your every movement by locations, what towers the phone grabbed onto, how long it was there. Right? In a 48-page filing on Friday, the DA's office said the records do nothing more than show that Wade's phone was located somewhere within a densely populated multiple mile radius. So they still try to play down the relationship. And they have to do that, because if they don't do it, right, it's going to look like she hired him just because of the relationship. He has no experience in the area that he's trying, or with the information he was putting together. And yet she would do this. Well, I would hope she's smart enough to do the same thing if she was going after somebody else. Look at their phone records. She probably would use those. That's what they need to do. They need to go back and look in cases she tried and see if she used the same information. Right? It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get informed, get involved, and then get engaged. No, I did this because it was something Sonya said. I said, you know, there's got to be something on that. I saw it flash on the screen. Right? And you need to understand truly what these things mean. All right, well, I don't want to get rid of Tulsi, but all right. I live in California, some of you know. The show originates out of California. The insurance costs here have skyrocketed. Cars, house, business, just crazy. Right? So, this overly astronomical rise in mortgage rates and the spike in home prices over the last year, right? They've really kind of pushed the American dream out of reach for a lot of young people. Now, let's just say they can get past those things. What's the next thing they got? Home insurance. Right, the average home insurance cost, now this is a joke for California, but I'll throw it out there anyway. The average cost of home insurance for a $300,000 property in the U.S. surged by 12% in most states. California, it's more than that. Right? Now, home insurance is even more expensive in states plagued by severe weather. In fact, the frequency, severity, how much destruction has been done, this is what's causing them to raise the rates. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. You can catch us at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Send me an email. I'll make it easy for you, too, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. You know, just talking about how much insurance has risen, in the last couple of years. And, you know, when you talk about how much it costs to live in some of these states because of some of the, you know, issues going on, some of these states, some of these insurance companies, actually many have left states like California and Florida, you know, driving the prices higher. They used to at least kind of spread the pain, if you would. And they don't need to do that anymore. They're leaving. There's only a few left. But I don't know why they're penalizing everybody inland to somebody's, you know, mansions on the waterfront in, like, Florida and California, where they're out on peninsulas or they're right up against the water. Right? Rates in Florida jumped, I think, 14% last year. You know, the amount of damage that's been done there because of hurricanes and such, well, I don't even, again, I'm not an insurance expert. I don't know how to deal with that. But it's tough. Oklahoma, right, it went up about 170% in 1 year. I mean, that's big bucks, too. You can go down state by state by state. They've had so much more in and not just natural disasters. Right? You had the fires. In California, all the fires were not natural disasters. We know this. I mean, I can't believe it. Of all states, Massachusetts has among the lowest than the national average when it comes to insurance. Even though it went up. let me see. Increase at a 582% higher rate than income in the state, according to the study. So insurance is increasing faster than your raise. Let's put it that way. Right? And you just see it all the way through. You see the state. This is what's making it hard. Would love to know what's driving it up. Because this isn't just because of weather. You know, that's simple. There's a lot more to it than that. We'll get an insurance expert on to discuss. You know, the ruling out of New York. It's just amazing. No damage, no hurt. If this DA started rounding up all the developers that did what Trump did, then you would have to stop and say, well, she's doing the same thing to everybody. This is her thing. Okay? But see, there has to be, every attorney I've spoken with, there has to be damage. Somebody has got to have been hurt. This is nothing but punitive garbage. She hated Trump from day one. And she's going to get him, going to get him, going to get him, and now she thinks she's got him. She won't. This won't end up favorably for them in a lot of ways. With all the money that Trump had to pay, or is having to pay, with attorneys and other things, you think other developers are going to go to New York City? Now, some of you eco-freaks are going to love that, because they won't be doing the high-rise buildings or anything like that. There'd be many that aren't going to do it anymore. And it's not just Trump. Because it's Trump, I mean, you listen to some of these developers, they're not going to do it anymore because they look, once the precedent is set, it's a no-brainer to pull it off. It's easy. So, again, I say to you, this is going to be a problem. It's going to be a bigger deal than you guys even understand. When you have the developers running around going, we're done, we're not building there anymore. We're not managing buildings. They should start selling off stuff because at any given point in time, if they feel or go back and look at the paperwork and decide that you overvalued something, and even the bank expert that came in said, we love Trump. We love doing business with Trump. We make a lot of money with Trump. Right? And everybody overvalues their property. Everybody. At least all the developers do. And the guy said, we know that. And that's why we don't loan to the value they give us. They think it through. They work it through. The bank got their money back. They made a loan at an interest rate with liability or exposure, as they say, that they were comfortable with. So are they going to go after every developer that did this? Every one of them? I don't think so. You know, it's a farce. They're not going to do it. And then the $355 million judgment. They can't even really tell you how they came up with it. It's penalty money. It's interest on fines. What fines? For what? There were no charges put out there. All of a sudden they decided in the last couple of years there needs to be charges? Really? And the Attorney General, Letitia James, is just looking to further her career with the liberals there. Well, I should say more progressives. She's eyeballing a couple of properties that she might want to seize. Like this is a fire sale for her. I mean, she's pretty much drooling out of both sides of her mouth. It's just, again, it's just amazing. All he has to do, I mean, he can make this happen. He can put up the bond until it goes to appeal. They asked for a delay of enforcement for payment of up to 30 days to allow time for an orderly post-judgment process. Right? I mean, this is just amazing. They're not cutting him any slack whatsoever. But yet, if he was a Democrat developer, that kind of thing, this would be a whole different story. I don't care what you're saying right now to yourself. You know it. We can look around, look at the dual law standards, who they're taking into the courtrooms, who they're not. Just go back to Joey B's paperwork. Go back to this, the mere fact that as a senator, he had documents that he got in his skiff. Anybody home? He had no right to take them out as a senator. He had no right to store them in his office. He had no rights to them, period. And if you think that that's okay as a Democrat, then I got to question your integrity. And yet Trump, as president, had every legal right to do what he did. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden speaking from the White House.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free almost 2 years after Russian troops invaded that country. A University of Georgia student's death has led to one person being taken into custody. Nursing student Lakin Hope Riley, who left for a morning run Thursday and never returned, prompted concerned friends to contact the police when she failed to return. The EPA is allowing drivers in 8 major corn-producing states, including Nebraska, Iowa, and others, to access E15 fuel blends year-round starting in 2025. E15, containing 15% ethanol, was previously restricted during summertime. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, as I say, 5563. Get involved, get engaged. I'm talking about the hideous, horrendous, not called for fines levied on Trump. Seriously. A law that had never been used, but could have been used over and over and over again. Well, kind of. Right? Never been used before. And no extension, no, and everything that Trump asked for is a no. Everything. And on top of all of this, let's get a little further along here. On top of all of this, this just has been overruled by the local Democrat-heavy appellate court. And they see it coming. Matter of fact, he has been so biased on this that he has set it up for an easy appeal. And I do mean a very easy appeal. So it's like I say sometimes to people, let him go. Right? Keep it going. Let him go. And then that judge will hang himself eventually. Well, he already has in a lot of ways. So has his assistant. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Right? Get involved. Get engaged. Hey, we have another balloon. Hopefully it'll get over Nebraska here or Montana soon and they'll go ahead and just shoot it out of the sky. I don't know why. The U.S. military is still tracking. Hello? a high-altitude balloon over western United States. Send up a jet. Take it down. It was spotted by U.S. military aircraft, determined not to be a threat. Yeah, we heard that already. The origin of the balloon and its purpose is not yet known. Right? Now, Taiwan has reported several balloon sightings as their election comes near. I wonder why. Right? You have to ask. NORAD, detected a small balloon at altitude varying between 43,000 and 45,000 feet. North American Aerospace Defense Command said that the balloon was intercepted by NORAD fighters over Utah. Determined it was not maneuverable and did not present a threat to national security. Like I said, we heard that before. But they're keeping a good eye on it. I wouldn't keep an eye on it. Shoot it down. It's over our airspace. Nobody asked for permission. You don't know what it is. Remember, what was it, back in June? First, the Pentagon told us the balloon had no intelligence collection capabilities, right? And then we find out later on, yeah, actually, it did have capabilities. And it was a Chinese balloon. So why do we keep letting them get away with this? Why do we keep saying this is okay? I just have to ask, right? I'm trying to keep calm. I'll be able to do it. I'll make it through. Keep it calm. It's just tough because you know what the truth is. You know truly what these people are doing. You know what they're getting away with. That's the other part of it that makes you nuts. And they know what they're getting away with. How do you like that? All right, good story here. Michigan Democrats, they let loose. They have had it in the meeting. The voters offer their raw thoughts on President Joe Biden during an MSNBC segment. And most of them are not going to vote for Biden in November. Even if that means that Donald Trump gets reelected. Yasmin from MSNBC spoke to four Michigan voters in a Thursday segment for the network, two of whom are co-founders of the Abandoned Biden Organization. The talk also about Representative Rashida Tlaib, calling for Democrats to vote uncommitted in the Michigan primaries, a protest of Biden's support for Israel's strikes on Gaza. Biden won Michigan in 2020 by a slim margin. Trump won it in 2016 by even a slimmer margin. The state has a large Muslim and Arab American population. Amid the Israel-Hamas war, they've led many questions to how the president will fare with Democrats and voters in that state. Is there a pathway forward for Mr. Biden? That's what was asked of the panel. Farah Khan said, there's no way. Not going to happen. He's an abandoned Biden co-founder. He said, you can't keep killing people with our money and just keep thinking, oh, we're stupid enough to elect you again because we'll fall in line. Well, forget it. You're insulting me as a voter. Khalid Tehrani, another abandoned Biden co-founder, said he was willing to punish Biden simply over his stance on the Israel-Hamas war. Yeah, but they know that Trump supports Israel. He said, it's like a vaccine. I'm willing to take a short-term pain for long-term gain. I'm willing to let go of Joe Biden, oppose Joe Biden, make him a one-term president, right, because of the Gaza war, or the Gaza genocide, as we prefer to call it. Mikhail Goodman, a Michigan councilman, said the only path forward for him voting for Biden would be to call for a permanent and immediate ceasefire. You know, accusing Israel of war crimes, nearly 30,000 Palestinians, many of them women and children, are estimated to have been killed. Yeah, nobody believes that number. Nobody but MSNBC. Okay? You know they lie. They've been lying for a long time. We have no bombs. We have no munitions in the school or the hospital. And then what happens? Others get into the hospital to show you where the bombs are. Right? They went in and killed over 1,000 Israelis that were minding their own business. Right? Now, they could stop this, too. It's real simple. I mean, it's extremely simple. Netanyahu says that he will not stop until Hamas is completely eliminated. So, first off, stop voting Hamas in. Secondly, turn over all the Hamas leaders to him. Really, that simple. And no, how can you get behind Hamas? They're in their charter. They don't stop until Israel is wiped out. That's okay. If that's okay with those people in Michigan, they're not Americans. I don't care if they've been naturalized or born here. How can they be an American? How can they be a patriot? Right? That they are our allies, number one. Number two is they have been persecuted since day one. And this particular conflict started because Hamas went in and cold-bloodedly killed over 1,000 Israelis, including severing the heads of 30 babies. Babies. That's a special kind of evil, don't you think? Haney Weiss, our University of Michigan graduate student, told a commentator that the American democracy shouldn't be viewed as more valuable than the civilians that have died in the war. Why is our democracy more important than thousands of men, women, and children being killed? I have no idea what she means by that. First of all, we're not a democracy. We're a republic, constitutional republic. And what has it got to do with thousands of people being killed overseas? Just amazing, right? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I got plenty. I know you still have plenty of questions. I have plenty of questions. And I'm going to pull up the stories. I got plenty of questions. There's truly just so much going on out there. It's hard to keep up with it all. We're going to go for a commercial break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, CPAC is ending, or ended tonight on the East Coast. It's one of the, it's the biggest conservative action, you know, political action committee in the country. There were many speakers there, but one in particular, Byron Donalds. As you've heard me say a million times, and it's so true, these people are amazing on the left to take a guy like this and totally tear him up because he's a black male conservative. Right? Let that sink in. Because he's a black male conservative, he has no right to speak. He can't be trusted. It's ridiculous. But listen to the speech he gives and tell me that he's out in left field. Take a listen.
Very clear about this. Joe Biden has a decision to make. Decide Mr. President. Do you want to close Mount Rushmore so the southern border can be open? Do you, Joe Biden, want to tell the last remaining of our World War II vets that they cannot see the World War II memorial on the National Mall so we can have military-age men from China and the Middle East come into our country illegally? Decide, Joe Biden, which country matters more to you, the border of the United States or the border of Ukraine?
I mean, he's driving it home about them worried about shutting down the government.
USA!
That's good enough. Anyway, so the Dems are saying, you know, you got to sign it, you got to do this, you got to do that, or it's a shut down the government, right? The Republicans want to shut down the government. That's not it at all. What we'd like to do is protect our border. Really that simple. I told you the other day that there has been a bill sitting on the desk of Chuck Schumer since last May of 2023 about taking care of the border. It's strictly for security of the border. Nothing else. If they take it up and turn it down, that's one thing, but they don't want to be on record as turning it down. Right? But they won't even take it up. And yet, they're fantastic. They are experts at flipping the switch. Flipping the mantra, whatever you want to call it. This is all about the Republicans. The Republicans are doing this. Right? And again, our team says nothing. They don't push back. They don't say a word. It's always been beyond me. I have never understood the fact that we elect them in there. They talk strong. They make it like they're in there for you. They're willing to take a bullet for you. They got this going on. It's like, really? Apparently, no, you don't. In all sincerity, no, you don't. If you're going to fight for us, do it. If you're going to fight for us, then fight. Don't play this game. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody believes you anymore. No, in all sincerity, nobody believes him anymore. Why should we? They consistently lie to us. And I don't know if they start off to want to lie to us. I'm not gonna pretend like I have all the answers. But when they tell us they're gonna do stuff and they don't do it, what else are we supposed to believe? Right? The thing is irritating. All right, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Here's Donald Trump, a little bit of him. At the convention, I think it's, the NRB convention, about truly what we stand for, right? Where do we get our rights?
And I really believe it's the biggest thing missing from this country. It's the biggest thing missing. We have to bring back our religion. We have to bring back Christianity in this country.
You know, Christian principles, whether you want to hear it or not, and you listen to what our founding fathers said, Christian principles were what pulled this country together. Judeo-Christian principles, I'll say. Right? And yet, I wish I could find a clip of the CNN commentator who said that she actually made the case, or tried to make the case, I should say, for the difference between Christian nationalists and Christians. Oh, there is a difference. You ready for this one? Christian nationalists believe that our rights come from God, not government, not man. She said that. And I guess what she inferred that Christians understand that your rights come from government. Now, I don't know where she gets that. I mean, that not biblical in any way, shape, manner, or form. But I frankly honestly don't care. When people like that, they want to quote the Bible or suggest that they even know what the Bible says, and then you hear them start talking, you go, oh, my God. No. She read the progressive version of the Bible that she made up as she went. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And it bothers them so much. I love it. I know that sounds terrible, but I do. I love it. It bothers them so much that we have a creator, that they're not our creators. That we have a creator that we need to answer to. That we know we need to answer to. Right? That it comes from, these rights come from God. The beauty, even if you don't believe in God, it's amazing. The beauty behind it, if you adhere to, understand, and believe that these rights come from God, then you won't let the government take the rights that you perceive, even if you're not a believer, is yours away from you. Right? And that's the thing you so really have to understand. You have to understand the goal of them trying to get rid of your rights for all intents and purposes. Seriously. All right. I want to say last speeches, but it probably won't be. One of the best speeches. I love this guy. I would love for Trump to nail this guy for vice president, and then go ahead and refuse to vote for him. You know what I mean? Here, take a listen.
And I hear a politician, an elected official say, well, you know, I don't want to speak about that issue because it might affect my reelection campaign. I have no use for you. Amen. You stand on the shoulders of young men and women who, when it was time to face down the enemy, were willing to give their lives for you. And you stand as a coward who won't do your duty in Congress or the Senate or back at home in your house or your Senate or even on your city council or board of education or as the mayor, refuse to stand up with the guts to fight against the people that want to destroy this nation. Can't have that anymore, folks. We need warriors. We need warriors like President Trump, who is literally spending his golden years fighting for the survival of this nation.
Right.
Fighting for the survival of this nation. Because we need to get back to standing up for the freedoms we believe in.
Think about what he's saying, will you? He's all right. Trump is in that golden time in his life. He doesn't need this stuff. There's no reason for him to stick his neck out like this. And I don't want to hear from you. You want to send me emails that say, well, that's because he's a dictator. He wants all the power. No, really. I'm sorry. Who's the guy that's trying to force you to do everything they want you to do? Not use natural gas. Not shower as much. Not eat meat. Not drive as far. Not keep your family as warm, clothed, and food that you want. And then Republicans, people. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Stay safe. I want you back here with me on Monday. It's really that simple. God bless.